Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Indians, big winners.
Feel like the season starts today?
Wow.
Feel like it starts over? Came all the way back?
Well, did it start over on Friday night because they tied it up again?
Yeah, well, because you still had games against them. Of course, you still have games against the Twins. But I was just thinking today, it kind of feels like, all right, they did all that work to catch them. Here we go. Indians played the best baseball they had played in a while. They had put this amazing run on. They put all sorts of pressure on the Twins. You had four games on the road. I was a little nervous about this series going into it. Their pitching was fantastic. They did all the little things right. Very easily could have had a sweep. Very easily could have lost two of the games. And just like that, you're now at even. It kind of feels like you're on a new journey now. Because now it's not just about catching the Twins. It's about taking over this division. And the question is, do you think they can now?
I absolutely think they can. I said before, Owen was there. Now, I know you were in Chicago. But I said, if they would have swept. Now, they took three or four. That's pretty good. But if they had swept, I was thinking, you'd be up by two games after that. You were down by 11.5. I think the mental part of it would be you could win the division. Mentally, I think you could win the division. I don't know if Minnesota to be up by 11.5 games and then for you to come in and be. And I know, September 6th through the 8th is when they play them again up there in Minnesota. So by that time, it could be neck and neck. You could be up. I mean, there's a lot of things. But I thought, man, if you would have swept, if you were to sweep, boy, they could have won the division or they could win the division right then and there. But I do think, though, man, you win three or four, you win the way you did yesterday. Gosh, man, that's great. And to be tied like that?
It was incredible. It was incredible. You know, on the road, everybody was kind of dialed in here, no matter where you were, no matter what you were doing. You had great weather, but you're still paying attention. I mean, everywhere we went, we were still watching and keeping tabs on the Indians. And yesterday was such a thrill to win it the way you did. You didn't want to have to win it that way.
Yeah.
But then when you hit a grand slam in extras, and you're hoping. You're hoping to put pressure on a team, and you're hoping to get into their – to challenge their psyche, to get into their mindset, and hope that Minnesota is kind of scoreboard watching the rest of the way. I find it hard to believe. I don't know if the Indians are going to run away with the division now. I think that's going to be really difficult because this Twins team – I think they're good. I think they're going to beat up on a lot of bad teams. Their offense is one of those that they're still going to set like every home run record there is. There's like a laundry list of different types of home run records they could set.
Well, it's,
they're going to put runs on a lot of these teams that are giving up. The question is, can the Indians stay at this clip? I don't think the Indians will stay at this clip. I think they'll probably take a bit of a step back because nobody plays 800 baseball during, 4 month stretch of the year.
You're right. That's mid-August.
But I'm curious what the Twins are going to do.
It's mid-August. I wouldn't expect the team to completely fall apart in mid-August with a month and a half left to go in the baseball season. I don't think I'd expect that to happen. So I think you're right about that. I just want to know: is this more fun than what it was last year or the previous years? It's easy to say yes because last year ended in a disappointment. The year before was very bitter and a disappointment, and then the year before they lost to the World Series in Game 7. But is this better than just the experience of it? Is it better than coasting?
Last year as a fan, I just remember kind of just enjoying that they were coasting with the division, but nothing meant anything. Nothing meant anything at all. All we did after every game was compare
you
them
didn't
to
have
the
to
Astros.
Watch either. You really didn't have
right,
to.
Right, these games you have to watch. You have to somehow stay plugged in. And there have been a lot of these games. I mean, I felt like I've been more plugged in with this team than I have in recent years, even though I thought the teams in recent years were better. I thought the Indians were more talented. I thought the pitching rotation when they had Kluber and had Carrasco, I thought those and Bauer. Now all three of those are not in the mix right this instant. And yet they go to Minnesota and do what they just did. It's almost like these are more rewarding the way that it's working out.
I had to 216-578 to below 92. I had to find a way to watch every game. Every game. We went to a wedding on Saturday. I did the show on Saturday. We went to a wedding on Saturday. And we left Kenner. We went to the reception because the reception was in the same place as the wedding was. And we left about 8-something. We left with the old people on Saturday.
Yeah.
We're doing a lot of stuff, and I was tired. And I came, and I was like, hey, it's rain delayed. Got home, ready to watch. We were gone. We were off and running. They ended up losing, but we were off and running. But yesterday, found a way, had to go to a baptism and all that stuff, found a way to see the Indians.
And yeah, it's not always easy. If you're a man about town, if you're out and about, it's not always easy to stay as dialed in during your baseball's played when it's the nicest of conditions outside.
Yeah.
We only get a few months in Cleveland, so you're out and about. But everywhere we went over the weekend, we made sure that we were going to watch him. And so I'm really curious what it's going to look like as they begin this 3-game series against Boston. I know they've not sold a ton of tickets. I think there's been some disappointment about that. And I wonder how engaged the fans are going to be. You've got, A, it's Boston. We hate Boston around here. We hate everything about them. We hate the pink hats. I don't even know if they still wear the pink hats. Not to mention Boston's always shoved down your throat in every movie, so you hate the Boston Red Sox fans. Boston fans always make sure to fill up your place. And now this seems bigger, and Boston's falling apart. They're falling apart. They've lost 11 of 13. They're like 7 out of the wild card now. And they're the defending World Series champions.
This would be very nice. This would be very nice to take this to it. And now they're talking about shopping Mookie Betts. I don't know if you saw any of that. This would be very nice. I'm having a blast. I'm having way more fun watching this year than I have over the last couple of years. Because I know the 22-game win streak, I think this is bigger. To come back from 11.5 down to tie the division and possibly go back and forth and maybe lead the division. You just mentioned Boston coming to town. I think this is way more fun. Because before, you didn't have to watch. You really didn't. Last year, and some people, you know, there's hardcore Indians fans who get mad at that. You didn't have to watch. We watched because I had to because it's a job thing. But honestly, you didn't have to watch them last year halfway through. At this time last year, what were they up? What were
11?
They up?
11.
11 games. They were up 11 games at this time last year. You didn't have to watch that. You didn't have to watch that. Who did you take seriously? Did you take the Twins? No. I didn't take any of that seriously. April 13th, the last day they trailed in 2018. It's the last day. So I'm having way more fun this year than I had last year. If they end up losing, it's not going to be fun. But if they're winning and the way they're playing right now, I'm entertained. I am in. This is the type of baseball you want. This is the type of baseball that baseball fans crave.
So I wonder how confident the Indians fans are now. You've seen this team play.
Oh, I think you're overly confident.
Out of their minds.
Not overly in the bad sense, but I love it. I'm
just
busting.
You saw the Twins talking to themselves all weekend. That was the series where the Twins were supposed to, you know, create some space. Remember, we were looking, once I posted the schedule, you know, about halfway through the year, about this gauntlet of a schedule.
Yep.
It's been no problem whatsoever. And to think that they're doing this, to think that their pitching has continuously showed up no matter who goes out there. Even Plutko gave you a chance to win. In the game, I thought he was just going to throw taters, and eventually he ended up getting hit. You knew it was a matter of time, and you wonder if Tito had drawn it up differently if you would elected to remove him. But, hey, you're not going to complain about winning 3 out of 4 against that team as you're chasing them.
Yeah.
So I just wonder how confident fans are now because there's so much baseball left.
Oh, I think
what are there, 42 over. Games?
I think they're over
41?
The top. Yep, I think they're over the top. I think they're excited about it. I think they're all in about it. You got two good things going right now. You got the Browns who are playing or just starting out their season, and hopefully they'll look really, really good. And you have the Indians who are in the middle of their season right now or towards getting right down to starting to whittle it down the home stretch, and they're playing as good as anybody in Major League Baseball right now. Right now, and I know what you brought up about the Astros. I'd put them up. The Astros are a scary team. I understand that. I'd put that up against anybody else. I certainly will put them up against the Yankees right now. I'd put them up against the Rays. I'd put them up against, obviously, the Red Sox tonight. You'll get to play the Yankees later on. I'd put them up against everybody. They're so good. They're so dialed in. The right people are stepping up at the right time. You have veterans getting involved in this. Jason Kipnis has blossomed this year. Carlos Santana and what he did yesterday. And for Jose Ramirez, who came out of this basically coma over what was a calendar year, and to start to play well. Guys are really responding to it. This is what you want to have happen. You got guys who are veterans who are supposed to lead some of the young guys to help buy in. And they're doing it. I'm excited.
Can I do an I told you so this morning? Since
what?
I didn't get a chance. I was gone on Thursday, gone on Friday. I think you're seeing why things like the Trevor Bauer trade just made so much sense, made all the sense in the world. It's why I supported that trade. It's why I always thought he was going to get traded, that I thought they could retool on the fly and actually give them a better chance now. I just think, and it, I saw some body language over the weekend.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You know what the Twins didn't do at the deadline? They really didn't make a big deal. They didn't make a huge deal. And
they got
Sam
Dyson.
And I think this galvanized the Indians. I think people were worried. They were concerned. Well, you take a guy like Trevor Bauer, who some of those pitchers love and have all this admiration for. They're learning from him. You take him out, what's it going to do to the locker room? And I think instead, it galvanized the team. It made it, yeah, I'm sure they're sad. Some of the guys, I'm sure they're sad he left. But that doesn't mean, oh, no, the season's over. No, those guys realize when freaks of nature like Yasiel Puig walk in that locker room, and a guy who I said over the weekend, I think this is, other than Frankie, which Indian have you, like, gravitated towards this quickly other than Yasiel Puig?
Reyes has struggled. Puig has been fantastic.
Yeah.
Puig, I think, has changed the way that we look at him. I think the way the fans look at him. I think the way that his own teammates look at him. Did you see the wave that he did the other night? Mm-hmm. I think, what was that, Friday night? And he's been, I guess he does that. I've never seen him do that before, where there was what looked like a pass ball. He gets up, he takes off around second, comes to third. He runs the bases like a horse. I think he's one of the guys that now I'm starting to think, okay, is there a way?
They got to find a way, right?
Is there a way
they
I
have
can
to
sign
find
this
a way?
Guy?
They're a totally different team. Honestly, I know they were winning before him, and then he came in, but they were not an intimidating team. Who were you worried about in that Indians lineup? Maybe Lindor and now Jose, if he can.
Jose a little bit.
And I still think Jose can play better.
Yasiel on the bases, I think, is fantastic. He's not that bad in the field. He's got a good arm. So I think that he's
got a cannon.
Obviously running the bases, he's fantastic to do it. If Franmil Reyes gets on base, he's like he's pulling a rickshaw. But I just want him to get on base. But I think that what you're bringing up with Yasiel Puig is the one that doesn't. The energy that he plays with, I think the excitement that he's given towards the fans, I still think, and I'm getting people who are pushing back already, I think this is bigger than what happened a couple years ago with the win streak. And you didn't disagree. I brought this up with you last night, and I brought this up with you before the show. 11 and a half back. You come all the way back. It's now tied. It's now a race. Is that bigger than the 22-game win streak? You said yes.
I said it feels bigger to me. I know fans love the 22-game thing. Well, what was their situation in the division by the end of that?
17, they were probably up by a ton.
Yeah.
I'd imagine.
I guess that gave you a reason to be invested, is that, hey, are they going to win tonight? Are they going to keep this going? Are they going to set the all-time record? Because what, they ended up falling shy by four games of the all-time record, but they were able to
depending on which record you recognize, yes.
But you had to go look that up. I mean, this is every single day. This is right here. The Indians won that division by 17 games that season.
Although,
Minnesota
what
finished
was it,
second at 85-77.
Although, what was it before that streak started?
They were up 5.5 going into the streak.
Okay.
They finished it up 13.5.
You know, it's tough to go back and try to relive those moments.
5.5 is still a decent cushion.
Yeah, it is. Well,
how would you feel if the Indians were still back 5.5 right now?
It's we're down 11.5.
Exactly.
When they'd been up
that's
five.
That's what I'm saying.
They'd been up five for 2.5 weeks.
Because you got to demean one to make an argument for the other. 22 is special. It's a big moment. I got yelled at because I remember what was it? I'd probably keep the kids at home, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's a regular season record. It's not the World Series. It's not the ALCS. It's not postseason baseball. I got yelled at back then. This is coming back from 11.5 down.
Let me ask you this, though.
11.5.
That team was supposed to win the World Series, and so part of that felt like it was destiny. Do fans think this team has the destiny edge?
You keep
right
this
now?
Up, they will. Is 11 right and a half, now. Isn't this one of the biggest comebacks in Major League Baseball history, 11.5 down in the division?
Yeah, one of them. I
in
think
the
it's,
modern era, it might be
there's been
one
a couple
of the
that were later, and they went up to the last days of the season.
I mean, if you go ahead and you pull ahead of this thing and you take off, and you got the veterans who are taking over, I think that it does end up being bigger, and I think it might end up being more. Because now you're playing sharp instead of just coasting, and then all of a sudden, in the postseason, you have to turn it on. 216-578-0092. I always throw out the wrong numbers on Mondays. 216-578-0092. Lima Likes coming up at 640. Is this better than just coasting? Are you enjoying this a lot more than just coasting? And also, is this bigger than the 22-game winning streak? It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan. When Brad Hand blew that save yesterday, I made a joke. I wanted to go to the basement and just huff glue. And then Carlos Santana went up there, and I thought, man, they got a great opportunity. Nobody out. Every bases are loaded. You got yourself a hell of a shot. And he goes, grand salami, Anthony, to get that win, 7-3 over the Twins. It's a tie series. It's a tie division right now. Both teams at 71 wins, and now you're taking on the Red Sox coming up tonight. And I brought up, maybe this is coming back from 11.5 down. Maybe it's bigger than the 22-game winning streak. And there's some people who are pushing back on that. Also, I think that this makes you, regardless of what you think about that, I think that this just makes you sharper. To have this type of a race, I've gone into it now 3 years in a row, kind of coasting, up by double digits. Now you have a race. I think it makes you sharper. I think it hones your skills
better. It's just that you have to win the race.
Yeah, you got to win the race.
You can't.
But if you're in August and say you win the race and then you go on to the postseason, I think that there's a lot of strength in that. I think that you've done the equivalent of what – I think you've done the equivalent over the last couple of years of what the Colts have done with Peyton Manning back in the day, where you play guys who are the second-team guys. You really don't try in that Week 17 game, and then you're off to the postseason and you lose. I think that this might be a lot better for you. I'm hoping anyway. It feels like you're a lot better. I mean, to have Jose Ramirez get hot at this moment, to get Carlos Santana, who's having a good season altogether. I know that there's been a little bit of a valley here and there, but to have a good season altogether, I think that this helps them out way more than what they've had in the past.
Well, they have used that. They used that as an excuse last year. Now, I didn't love that because I've seen plenty of teams be able to win their division and still be able to do damage in the postseason. So I think we were looking for whatever excuse we could to find out what the hell happened in a sweep, the way you went down so disappointing, disappointingly at the end of the year. But I do think this can help. And I think that in a lot of ways, they've had a lot of rallying cries this year. I think part of it, I think Carlos Carrasco, I think that was part of it. I think having the World Series, having the All-Star game here, all the festivities, I think Tito was able, that could have gone a different way. And instead, I think Tito was able to get these guys, and regardless of how you think, and some will complain, and they were doing it the other night when Plutko wasn't removed from that game, and they're going after Tito and some of the in-game managing. And obviously, we've been taking calls all year in the last few years about bunting. But one thing we all know unequivocally is that Tito has had this Indians team every single year get way better as the season progresses. It's happened every single year. So it's almost a thing where I admit when we buried them earlier in the year, granted, wasn't this roster, wasn't this exact same team. This team's a lot different now than it was back then when the guys that were on the team at the beginning of the year that we were crushing, those guys are long gone, have nothing to do with the Indians now. I think Tito has just done a sensational job being able to rally these guys.
Let me get to Chris in Chagrin Falls. He's next up on The Fan. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, man, I just wanted to agree with you guys. I do think that this is actually a lot bigger of a deal than the 22-game win streak. As fun as that was and entertaining as it was to watch, you could kind of watch those games by yourself at home. You're talking about how you made it a point to watch the games when you went out to the wedding and, you know, the baptism thing that you guys had going on. We had a full party like it was a playoff game on Saturday at my house. 15 people there barbecuing, having a good time. Because it's that big of a deal right now. Like, that wild card playing game is such a iffy thing that you want to win that division. And I think that makes better baseball in general. As fun as the 22-game win streak was. Mm-hmm. But even watching the game on Sunday and seeing Wood pitch, I think that's huge for us, too. We always talk about Puig and the power trade, and it almost kind of had glimpses to me. Now, granted, Minnesota had the win taken out of the sails when Carlos Santana hit that grand slam. But how he kind of came out there and just shut him down, kind of almost had glimpses to me of, like, the Andrew Miller, like, can we get that type of pitcher again in the playoffs?
Oh, I don't want to go that far.
Really
well, that's
you know?
Right, but you hit on something.
Not as good as him, but, I mean, no one's really talking about him, you know? Like, and I didn't really know too much about him when we got him. So to finally, like, see him come out and have that type of power and shut people down like the way he did, It's another great sign to see for that roster to get better.
Well, right before that, you hit on something, Chris, and thank you for the call, where you brought this up, where at the end of this season, and it's not just about the push, but when you have Minnesota, who they went and they got Sam Dyson, and basically that's, you know, they got one more guy and that's it.
Romo.
Yeah, it's Sergio Romo, where I know it's a very tough thing to do because you don't want to pull anything that's a good part of your core to trade away, but you also want to be able to help your team and give them a push. And trades can help push your team in the right direction and say, we take you seriously here. We want to help you guys out. Let's do this. So the Indians bring in Yasiel Puig. Hopefully Franmil Reyes starts to play well. You saw Wood yesterday. Hopefully that continues to go well. But you, when you make moves, you can push, especially a team that still has veterans like the Indians does, you can push them in the right direction where Minnesota looking for help at the trade deadline. You got these guys on one-year deals, two-year deals. This is the first time you've really been a competitive team leading the division in a long time, and you really do nothing at the trade deadline. That can have an adverse effect.
I just know Indians fans the last 2 years were all in on their team going in, and I'm wondering if this team is going to reach that level. Are you there now seeing what this team was able to overcome coming all the way back? Because you just don't see that a lot. And we have obviously haven't seen in this division, the Indians have had to do anything like that. I know they buried themselves into such a deep hole. And think about it this way. All that hard work and you're only even. I mean, you have played insane baseball. Nobody saw, even the biggest of homers of the Indians saw this kind of a run. And then be able to do it this quickly.
Yeah.
Now the question is, can they get some breathing room? Can they go the other way? I think it's going to go right down to the wire.
Well,
I think it's going to go down to the last day of the year.
I think you're right about that. Mike and Lakewood, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the call. I was just going to say this has been, honestly, to me, more entertaining than the last few years watching the Indians. I mean, they've been competitive. It's coming down to the wire. I mean, the last few years, it's like Ken said, it's kind of just been toasting and just waiting for the playoffs to start. Now I'm just a lot more engaged. The offense has been ignited with even Oscar Mercado starting off, bringing him up, and then the trades. Jose Ramirez starting to play a lot better. And then you look at the young pitchers, Plesac and Savali. Savali has to stay in the rotation when Kluber comes back.
What are they going to do?
Right, exactly. I mean, Plucko, he has to go down. And just think about when the playoffs start, you have to keep him just for a long reliever. He's been outstanding. Mm-hmm. What, he has three starts? I think he has like nine hits, 18 Ks, a 1 ERA. He's been amazing. I am so fired up this year for the Indians as compared to the last few years. And it's just, to me, it has the fans a lot more engaged as compared to just having us just, you know, constantly just, you know, waiting for the playoffs to start and see what happens.
Yep, Mike, thank you very much for the call. I didn't get a chance to tell you this on Friday. I ended up watching more of the Indians game than I did the Browns live, because I knew I'd be able to just go back on Game Pass and watch the Browns if I really wanted to. But I watched the opening drive, and then about 8 o'clock, the Indians were starting. So I was just like, just because I've invested so much personal time watching the Indians and that they're actually in a big series, and if they were up by 10 games, I probably would have just watched the Browns and seen what the Browns were doing. But because there was a lot of personal time invested because of watching as many games as possible, and then that they were in a series that could mean something for the division, it was, hey, I know that there's football and there's only so many games on, and I love football, but I got to watch the Indians here. I got to see what the Indians are going to do tonight. So even then, I think that that's hopefully a change where, all right, you're playing in big games. You're actually in a divisional race. Like you talked about what Curtis Danberg saying, people need to come out to the ballpark. That's a big part of it. Coming up tonight against the Red Sox, 216-578-0092. 720, the dangerous one, Darryl Ryder. We talk Browns with him. James Rapine at 825. Up next, Lima Likes, live in the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.